Welcome, praise the Lord. November 10th, year's wrapping up to a close very quickly. My goodness. Earlier in the week, in my prayer time, Lord reminded me of something. It kind of goes along with today's message, but back when I lived in Illinois, I owned three subways, and all the subways got together. We were one of the groups that sponsored the air show in our hometown. And that was really cool, because I see those airplanes, like, I have no idea how they got this there. They had a German bomber there from World War II. It was fascinating. But one of the neatest things was, on alternating years, either the Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds would come in. And those people were really cool. And one of our subways was close to the airport, so they'd come there and get sandwiches. We got pictures of them on the wall and things like that. It's really fascinating how well these people are trained. And basically there's, depending upon the, I won't say stunt, but the activity they're going to do, there is a leader. And of course the other planes are lined up behind the leader. And they're flying at Mach 2, which is 2 times the speed of sound. And they're about 2 yards apart. Now, 1,500 miles an hour, it doesn't take very much to kill somebody, have bad accidents. But that's what they do. That's how precise they are, okay? Now, the way it works is you've got the leader here, and the other planes are so well trained, and the leader will give them a signal or a verbal command, and they will go into their roles or whatever it is all at the same time. It's a beautiful thing to watch. These guys are really, and they are so well trained. And so expert trained that they do whatever that leader says. As long as they do what that leader says, they don't have any problems at all. So who's your leader? Is it me? Is it Apostle Joshua? Is any other fine teachers and ministers here at ABC? No. We're your flight instructors. Our job is to get to you when you're following the Holy Spirit to hear His voice so well that you know exactly what He wants you to do and you have no problems at all. We can't be there with you 24/7, but the Holy Spirit can. And our goal today with these teachings we're doing is to get you closer to hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit 24/7, 365. That you know, that you know, that you know exactly what He's telling you to do. Just like Joseph, when the Holy Spirit go to Egypt so Jesus wouldn't be killed by the Herod's people. He didn't have time to say, I'll think about it. He had to just respond. Okay? This is the goal. This is what we're trying to do. So prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Part 3B. Now, we're doing this a lot. We're going to fine-tune, take it to another level now. Because the goal here is to get you so tuned in to the Holy Spirit, so that whatever you're doing, you're led properly. If you're led properly, I don't care what traps, what minefields the enemy throws up against you, it doesn't matter. I don't care what physical challenges you have, you listen to the Holy Spirit, it doesn't matter. I don't care what financial challenge you have, I don't care what relationship challenges you have, as long as you listen to the Holy Spirit, it doesn't matter, because with God, we are all victorious. We must always remember that. David defeated Goliath because he was with God. Gideon defeated the other army because he was with God. Jehoshaphat's praises went out because they were with God and defeated the armies. There is an enemy coming against us. We didn't choose it, but it's happening. Anybody who's born in 1920 or 25 was involved in World War II. It's just that simple. They didn't choose it, they didn't want it, but it was there. We're involved in a fight. Now, we all believe Jesus is coming back soon, and the war is going to end. And we'll get into the next section we have to do, which is a whole other thing that Pastor Josh is teaching on his Live and Not Die in Revelation series. But the bottom line is, right now, we're in a war. And when you're in that war, you follow exactly what the Holy Spirit is telling you to do at all times. And that's how we get through it unscathed, and we prosper, and we bless other people, okay? So let's do a quick review while we're focusing on Part B today, okay? It's very important to learn how to allow God to restore your soul that you can be successful in every area of your life. Now, keywords, every area of life. This verse we picked because it says, be in health, even prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So it's financial, it's physical, and it's spiritual. Okay? All right. Many people have many unaware sins they don't think they have. It's a saying that we all know that someone else has bad breath, but the person who has it. You offer many, says, I don't need that, because they're so comfortable with that sin, they don't know it. They're used to it. They think it's normal. Okay? I worked for a company once for about 3 days, and they told me I had to lie to people on the phone. I said, I can't do that. He says, these lies don't matter. I said, yes, they do. He was so convinced it was okay to tell these lies, he didn't think it was a sin. But it was. Now, that's what's important here today, okay? If any challenges with relationships, finances, or healing in any way, then your soul still needs to be restored. This person's soul needed to be restored that he knew he was lying, okay? By God, in order to be successful and prosper in these areas, we're going to dig deeper into the Word of God today, using the same outline, but to get more of God's treasure teachings to help us, okay? Today, be led by the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit lead you to receive from this teaching and implement right away when you ask Him, the Holy Spirit, how to show you what the unaware sins are so you can confess them, repent, renounce, break off demonic attachments to those sins so you get free of them and have more successes than you ever had with every challenge. Stand in faith to receive. You restore your soul to a greater degree today. You can achieve that during this sermon. Now, you ever had a situation where you're doing something and your hand is dirty but you don't realize it, and you want to touch something and leave a handprint on it? This is what unaware sin is. Okay? All you do is notice your hand was dirty, you would have washed your hands, and whatever you touched, your shirt or something, wouldn't have had a mark on it. You have to know what the challenge is. Okay? Now, part one, the Word of God prospers your soul. 3 John 1:2, Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and you're successful in every way, and all is well with you and be in health. Your body is healthy, even as your soul prospers. If your soul is successful, and your body is healthy, as I know your soul is, be in good health physically, just as you are spiritually. Okay? Now, the word prosper in Greek, according to Strong's Concordance, means successful. Another clarification of that is what it says in outline number 2. Your soul will prosper, be successful in health, and successful in your finances, even as your soul prospers, when it has successfully been restored from any brokenheartedness by speaking the Word of God. You also need to be a doer of the Word, not just a hearer only. This is how you get transformed by the renewing of your mind to the Word of God. Okay? Now, too many people out there are having challenges with mistakes of the past. And this is where the brokenhearted is affected a lot of times. Everybody has blown it at some point in time. Jesus wants to help you get rid of that pain once and for all so it can never be an anchor for the devil to tug on you again. I understand that bad things happen to good people because we live in an evil world. I understand that sometimes we do things that are wrong because we're human. But we don't get to carry that guilt anymore. We're going to heal all that brokenheartedness today. We're going to get rid of it once and for all, because when that's out of your system, it's much easier here, the Holy Spirit. Okay? James 1:22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only. You must be a doer and a hearer. Matthew 8:8. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. Great faith there. He knew just the word of the Lord would heal his servant. It wasn't even him he wanted for. It was for his servant. We don't know the servant was a believer. All we know is the centurion was. Okay? Romans 12:2. You do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Now, when you're walking the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, you cannot fail. You cannot fail. You are successful. This is key. Part two. Jesus prospers you and makes you successful in every area of your life. Luke 4:16-19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me, this is Jesus speaking now, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recover sight to the blind, and set liberty to those who are oppressed. Heal your broken heart challenges today. Accept the fact that we're wrong, we made a mistake, but it's okay. Because there's nothing you can do that God cannot take care of. Okay? To set liberty to those who are oppressed. Many people are imprisoned by their regrets of the past. They're imprisoned because they haven't been able to forgive themselves, and they're feeling unworthy, and they don't go forward, and they think, oh, I shouldn't have done this, or I shouldn't have done that. Maybe it's been a lifestyle of challenges. But the bottom line is, Jesus forgave us on the cross, and we're set free. Now, see, Jesus prospers the soul. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Okay? We're talking about the women with the issue of blood right now. Remember, the woman with the issue of blood, she became poor because of the enormous amount of medical bills. Anybody who lives in the United States with any medical challenges knows those medical bills are expensive. It's high. One of the main reasons for bankruptcy in the United States is medical expenses. We knew somebody that had a physical challenge, was in ICU for a number of days. The bill was $1.5 million. Of course, they had really great insurance, but if not, it would have bankrupted this person. $1.5 million. And what are you going to do? It's your loved one. Of course you're going to spend the money. But the bottom line is, she became poor. Luke 8:8. The woman had suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years and spent all her money on the physicians. Could not be healed anymore. Came up behind Jesus and touched him on the fringe of his outer robe. Immediately her healing stopped. He said to her, daughter, your faith, amplified version, your personal trust and confidence in me, and that's what faith is, personal trust and confidence in the Lord, has made you well. Go in peace, untroubled, undisturbed, well-being. Now, in the natural, she could have felt bad she had to push through that crowd of people because it was illegal for her to do that. She could have felt guilty that she was going to risk any kind of contamination to somebody else. But because she was right-minded with the Lord, she knew to go to the Lord to get her healing. And no matter what happened, he would take care of all of it. And that's what I want you to think about today. No matter what's going on in your life, whatever challenge you've got, you push through with God, everything is going to be fine. Okay? And the woman had suffered from hemorrhage for 12 years and spent all her money on physicians, could not be healed anymore. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And while they're all denying it, Peter was and said, "Master, the people are crowding and pushing against you." So he's in this crowd. Everybody's touching him. But he was a special touch. It wasn't just a touch to touch him. It was a touch to receive from him. Because she wanted to receive her healing. Someone did touch me because I felt the power to heal come out of me. He knew that she was reaching forward for something special. And so what you do today, you're going to reach toward God to get something special. Not just go along, not just say your prayers as a matter of course, but we're going to push in and reach toward God today. And just as she touched the hem of that garment, we're going to touch up and get everything we need today, in Jesus' name. Now, the woman of faith extracted an anointing healing power from Jesus. She was held with glad expectation. I'm going to repeat that word. Glad expectation. So when you're going forward, don't worry about the challenge. Expect the challenge to be taken care of. Happily expect it. Okay? To grab her healing, use the faith as a bridge and a conduit between her and Jesus to get her healing. Okay? Now, my question for you is your soul restored enough to see yourself worthy with that boldness and confidence to reach up and grab what you need from God right now, this very instant? When you do that, will you be healed in the future? Are you restored and receive your answered prayer soon? Use your God kind of faith now to get what you need soon. And of course, be known to God immediately. Your one-time petition to receive the answer, be like the woman of faith. Okay? We're going to push through today. We're going to get what we need now. We're going to grow our faith strong enough and believe God with a glad expectation because he wants you to have it now. He doesn't want you to have it in the future. He wants you to have it now. He wants you to be an example now. Time is short. Jesus is coming soon. The sooner you receive your healing, your financial breakthrough, whatever it is you need, the sooner you're an example to other people and hope you're going to come to you to get to know your God. Okay? When the woman saw she had not escaped notice, she came up trembling to tell them before him, declaring the presence of all the people the reason why she had touched him. In the Voice translation, it kept her miserable and literally unclean and to participate fully in Jewish life. She had been prisoned away for 12 years because of this challenge. And we can relate that with COVID. A lot of us were locked away for a couple of years in COVID. We couldn't really participate in our godly lives. We couldn't get out to church. We couldn't do things. We couldn't fellowship with people. We couldn't live a normal life. So you kind of relate what she was going through here. Okay? Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith, your personal trust and confidence in me has made you well." We're going to hear that today. Your personal trust and faith and confidence in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has solved this challenge, whatever it is today. 2 Corinthians 8:9, "Though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that by poverty you might become abundantly blessed." Now, money's nice to have nice things. But money's also nice when you can bless other people with it. Proverbs says, a poor man who will listen to. We're not wanting money for money's sake. We don't serve money. We don't serve that God of mammon. But we need money to live. We need money to bless people. We need money to show just how great our God is. It's so important that you have money to give when needed. When the hurricane hit on the East Coast earlier this year, it was the people with money that went down there and sent private helicopters and sent communication systems, saved a lot of lives because they had the resources to do it. If you have the resources, you can do more. Okay. Section D, Jesus healed the brokenhearted, Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me and sent me, Jesus, to heal the brokenhearted. Emotional healing. He has sent me, Jesus, to heal the brokenhearted. Broken heart. Greek definition of broken heart means to break into pieces. Shatter, the Greek definition of heart. Broken heart or shattered heart. Many attacks the evil one, God's army can overcome because of broken or shattered heart. Can come upon them because of a broken or shattered heart, emotional or physical. I don't care how big or strong somebody is. They have a cardiomyopathy challenge, they're physically weak. If that challenge has got their blood circulation so bad that they can't even lift up things, it doesn't matter. I had a friend, his father was a heart surgeon, and he was explaining to me that when they do heart surgery, the main thing is to get the circulation pumping throughout the body. And people instantly feel 10 to 20 years younger. I had an uncle, he went through 3 pacemakers. He finally passed away in his late 90s. But the point was, as long as that pacemaker was doing its job and that heart was pumping, he was in great shape, he was fun, he was having a great time because his heart was healed. Now granted, it would have been better if he healed spiritually, but this is what he knew back in the day and that so forth and so on. But the point is, that also affects you when your heart is broken emotionally. Many have been through a breakup of some kind that's hurt. Some of you have been divorced. We understand. Other challenges with family members and loved ones or didn't love back and reciprocate. But today, we're going to push through and get that healed once and for all and go forward pressing on toward the mark of our high calling. Okay? Section E, let Jesus heal your broken heart and restore your soul. Psalms 23:3, God restores my soul. He leads me the paths of righteousness for his namesake. When your soul is restored, it's easier for him to lead you in the path of righteousness. Okay. Psalms 42:11, why are you cast down, O soul, and why do you disquiet within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet raise him, praise him, help my countenance with my God. Psalm 19:7. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the whole person. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making the wise simple. Your whole person can be healed and restored. Psalm 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Now, whatever your problem is, Jesus is going to heal it and bind up those wounds. Completely healed and restored, so there's never a challenge before. And when the devil throws that challenge in your face, you say, devil, you're a liar. Get under my feet where you belong. Okay. Psalm 71:23. I will shout and sing your praises, for you are to me Savior, lover of my soul. That's what Jesus is. He's our Savior. He's our lover of our soul. Cares for us. Every cell, every fiber of your being, he cares for. He went to that cross to show his love for you. He went to that cross because he cares and loves every part of your body, every part of your soul, every part of everything about you. Jesus loves for you. Okay. Now parts 3a and b. God rejects sin and disobedience. Now this is a challenge for a lot of people. Unfortunately, we talk to people and they're having trouble getting rid of certain sins. Okay. According to the number of days in which you spied out the land, 40 days, each day you shall bear guilt 1 year, and then 40 years you shall know my rejection. When they came back, the land of Canaan, and they were afraid, they were punished not to go in for a year, for every day, because of their sin. They didn't believe in God. Now, this has never made any sense to me. They just defeated the most powerful army in the world without firing a single arrow. But they're afraid to go into the next part, which wasn't as powerful as Egypt. But that's how the devil is tricking people. Maybe they've had a victory, and they're afraid of the next challenge. You'd think it'd be the opposite, but it isn't. Because the devil's very talented at his game. He's very good at knowing just which buttons to push. Our job is to push through that attack. Okay. Hosea 8:3. Israel has rejected the good. The enemy will pursue him. Do not reject God the Father, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 53:3. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as if we were our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. So when Jesus died, he became the cornerstone for our faith. Okay. Now the cornerstone is the first stone set in construction. All stones set in reference to the stone determine the position of the entire structure. All became a ceremonial mason stone. In a prominent location outside the building with an inscription indicating the dates of the building, names of the architect, builder, and significant individuals. The rite of laying a cornerstone is an important cultural component of Eastern architecture and metaphorically in sacred architecture. If you go to really old churches or buildings and things, you'll see a cornerstone. It's a beautiful piece. It's bigger than the other stones around it, usually, and it's engraved on it. Certain important things. Also, often the dedication, what the building is for. Okay. Oxford Dictionary defines cornerstone as a stone uniting two masonry walls at an intersection. A stone representing the normal starting place of a monumental building. It's essential and indispensable. Jesus is essential and indispensable that we build our lives around him. And all of us together are building the building on Jesus. Okay. Because of rejecting God, the enemy can and will attack you. Some Christians do not realize when they try to work things out their own way instead of going to God, being a doer of his word, to do things God's way, as a form of rejecting God because of pride. I humbly come before God that I can't do it on my own anymore. I've tried for years. Doesn't matter how much education somebody has. Doesn't matter what else they come from, how much money they have from the family, whatever it is. Without God and the Holy Spirit leading us, it's going to fail. Okay. In addition, unworthiness and low self-esteem is a form of feeling rejected. And to guard our hearts all diligence, for out of it will get the issues of life. It says in Proverbs 4:23 to guard against rejection. Okay. Now, many of us who walk our Christian life and we mention things about Christ to other people, we're often rejected. And you love these people and you want them to see and feel what you know is the truth. But they don't. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting Christ. But you plant a seed, and at some point when their challenges come up, perhaps they'll call you. You get a chance to talk to them about it again when they're in a receptive mood. Okay? Rejection is one of the demons that can attack people due to a broken or shattered heart, be it physical or spiritual. Let Jesus heal your broken heart and cleanse you of rejection today. Okay? They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting Jesus. He can handle it. All you're doing is trying to explain to them the truth. Psalm 66, 16 to 20. Come in here, and I tell you what he has done for my soul. I cried to him in high praise on my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened, and blessed be God because he has. God is always listening to you. He always cares. He empathizes with every challenge you're going through. He's ready for you to come to him, and he's ready to help you. But you must come open and willing to receive what he tells you. You must come healed and restored. He will heal you and restore you if you ask him to do that, but you must come without that chain dragging you back down if you want to keep your success. Okay? We're going to heal your brokenhearted today so the devil no longer has the ability to pull on that chain anymore and pull you back down. The devil wants to pull you down. You can go where he can't go. He can't go back into the throne rooms of heaven. He can't go back there. He's been cast out. He doesn't want anybody else to get in there because he can't do it anymore. And we're going to break every chain that he's trying to use to pull you back down, because where we're going, he can't go, and he knows it. And the sad part is, he was there. He saw the greatness of God, and it wasn't good enough for him. So he hates anybody who's going to get what he cannot have. Okay? Jesus can restore your soul. Psalm 23:3. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with him, for not for my earning it, but for his name's sake. You can't earn this. It's a gift. It's a gift from God. Okay? Psalms 19:7. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the whole person. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making the wise simple. Okay? We're going to be wholly and completely restored. We're going to come out of here completely healed and restored of every challenge, every fact, every issue that's come against us, to go forward invincible in the face of the enemy. Jesus gives liberty and sets the captives free. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to proclaim liberty to the captives. Jesus wants to set you free today of all the challenges holding you back from being successful, prospering in every area of your life, where there's a lack or a want, so God can give you that good thing he has promised you. Okay. H. Jesus heals the blind from every infirmity. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim liberty, proclaim recovery to the sight of the blind. No other prophet had ever healed the blind before. They've raised them from the dead, got people healed of leprosy, and all kinds of things, but nobody ever healed the blind before. Very important. Because when the blind were healed, they can see the truth. And the truth is Jesus, and Jesus will set you free. Jesus helps people by giving you spiritual clarity, comprehension, understanding for spiritual blindness. We must see through to the truth. The devil's real good at clouding things up. You'll hear people speak parts of the Bible, but not the whole part of the Bible, because they're using it to confuse you. If you know your word, you know where they're wrong. They can be very clever. They can be very deceptive. They can make it sound very altruistic, but they're not 100% true. If they're not 100% true, they're manipulation, which is a form of lying. Okay? Jesus said, for judgment I've come into this world. Those who do not see may see. Those who may see be made blind. He said, for judgment I have come to this world, that those who see may see, and those who see may be made blind. The Pharisees and Sadducees wouldn't see and couldn't see. They were blind. It's that simple. Who did Jesus pick? He didn't go to the Pharisees and Sadducees, who knew all the words. He went to the men with the right heart. He had the passion to follow him. He knew that when he left and went on the Lord, they would do what needed to be done. It's not about if somebody's been to seminary school or studied the Bible 100 times. That's great for those who have. Don't misunderstand me. Is your heart ready, like the apostles, to hear what Jesus is telling you to do, to follow his lead 100%, and to get to know his voice so well that you can discern whether it's him or the enemy trying to persuade you and dissuade you and challenge you? I believe today is the day. Today is the day. Jesus gives liberty to get the oppressed spiritually. Luke 4:18. The Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because I have anointed me to set at liberty those who are oppressed. If you have any challenge in your life, be it physical, financial, whatever it is, emotional, it's an oppression of the enemy. The enemy is trying to press you to pull you back down. Our goal today is to get you to have such a strong faith, such a strong belief in the Lord, that you can push through all that, reach up, touch the hem of the garment, be completely restored, and go forward without any challenge that will ever be able to attack you again. He will attack you. I guarantee you, he will attack you. But because you're restored, you'll be better able to defend yourself against him. Deliverance or cleansing is described in Luke 4:18 to proclaim liberty to the captives and set liberty to those who are oppressed. Oppression, the King James Version, who are bruised, in the Amplified, downtrodden, bruised, crushed, in the Amplified Classic, broken down by calamity. I really like the Amplified Classic. They really spell things out, in my opinion. Broken down by calamity. Most people are feeling oppressed and challenged because something's happened in their lives. And it's been horrible. It's been horrible, the things that have happened to you. I get that. But it doesn't matter. Because that oppression doesn't get to stay on you. It happened. We give it to God. And we go on restored. Okay? Today is the day. We're going to break through. We're going to push in. We're going to reach up and touch the hem of that garment. We're going to grab hold of that hem and garment so much that so much anointing is going to go through us today that we will be bolder and more confident and put Satan on our feet where he belongs. Today is the day. We break over all challenges. Today is demarcation day that we push on and we can go on to prepare for the coming of Jesus Christ. Are you ready with me? We're going to be as well tuned to the Holy Spirit as those pilots were back at the Thunderbirds and Blue Angels. We're going to be as well tuned to do exactly what we need to do, because if you're doing what you're told from the Holy Spirit, you will have victory. And there will still be challenges, but we will have victory in Jesus' name. Okay, if you're ready, please repeat this prayer with me now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, according to 3 John 1:2, I want to prosper and be successful in my health and my finances as my soul prospers and be successfully restored today in my relationships with you, with others, and be successful to receive my completed healing and increase in my finances. I want to be successful and prosper in every area of my life. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to show me if I have any unaware sins that I can receive correction and confess those sins that you can reveal to me so I can repent, renounce them, and break off the demonic attachments to those sins so I can finally get free of them and have more success than I've ever had with every single challenge I have been standing in faith to receive. Holy Spirit, I thank you for restoring my soul to a greater degree so I can achieve more success and prosper in every area of my life, especially in health and finances, even as my soul prospers. And I pray this for today in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, praise the Lord. Well, let's pray together the end of our sins prayer to make sure we're holy to receive communion. Now, if you know of any sins, go and confess them now. If you're not aware of sins, then please repeat this unaware sins prayer after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, thank you for cleansing me of all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9. Okay, get your elements ready if you have it. If not, you can just do it by faith. Please repeat this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come to your table, remember your sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your body that was broken for us, and thank you for drawing us closer to you and closer to one another in this church. We pray that ABC Church is unified according to 1 Corinthians 1:10 in the name of Jesus, that we all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among us, but that we are perfectly joined together in the same mind, in the same judgment, just as we're unified with the Godhead, the three in one. We're unified with each other and with you, Heavenly Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. I now take your body, and in doing so, I agree and receive all of God's blessings and promises for at ABC Church for a new spiritual season just began, to reach each of us in the body of Christ. We expect new beginnings of God's goodness. Let's take the body. Okay. So when supper was ended, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, ratified and established in your blood. As often as we drink it, we call Lord, call God affectionately to remembrance." Every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we're representing and signifying and proclaiming the fact that the Lord's death until he comes again. Please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that was payment for our redemption. We partake of your blood and the new and everlasting covenant For this is the covenant that we have made with you for eternal salvation, because Jesus, the Son, has made us free indeed. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of Jesus is powerful. His blood and DNA are in us as we are born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's take the blood in Jesus' name. Let's do our 20 affirmations. 1 Peter 2:24. Everybody ready? We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. One more. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Praise the Lord.